It's time for Green Visions now, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy solution. Climate Generation at Will Steger Legacy published a new book called Eyewitness, Minnesota Voices on Climate Change, which features short stories, poems, and artwork authored by prominent figures and ordinary people across the state. Joining us this morning is Aaron Sharkey, a poet, essayist, and graphic designer who is a member of Climate Generation's selection committee for the anthology. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing just great. Thank you for having me.
So has this book been published yet, or is it about to be published? When was it put out?
Yeah, it's been published. I'm holding one in my hand. It's a gorgeous volume of stories and poems, and also gorgeous artwork, illustrations and photographs and other art by folks all across the state. I think there are 56 contributors from all different kinds of communities, urban and suburban and rural across the state.
56, that's great. I mean, it's certainly something to be proud of that Minnesota is very prolific when it comes to the arts. We have a lot of strong arts organizations around the state, not just in the Twin Cities and not just Duluth or Moorhead, but really statewide. What was the process used to, did you have to narrow it down to 56? Were you trying to beat the bushes to find people? I expect it was more than 56.
Yeah, we did have to narrow. It was a very hard decision. We had a really lively conversation about what to include, and we really wanted to pick stories and perspectives from that reflected all different kinds of feelings and experiences with climate change. So there are themes of gratitude and thankfulness and connection, themes of loss, themes of resilience and stewardship, really folks observing change right in their own neighborhoods, in their own communities, in their own yards. The ways that folks' relationship to recreation has changed, and the way that nature is served as a sort of, place for solace for folks. We did have a challenge narrowing it from a large pool, but I think the collection really reflects a lot of different perspectives.
Mm. It features, I understand, people from Jeremy Messersmith, a well-known musician, to author Kyle Kalia Yang, voices of regular people. That kind of diversity, I imagine, is very helpful. It's one thing to just keep having testimonials from A-list celebrities, Hollywood celebrities, things like that. So to really get a broad perspective, that must have been a useful idea.
Yeah, we really wanted to share this work, particularly with folks who are making policy with legislators. So we wanted them to really feel like the breadth of their constituency, that we're not just speaking about sort of stereotypical environmentalists, but a lot of folks who are observing these changes.
Oftentimes, the climate conversation is really only reported as a science problem. So was it an idea to look at another set of voices now that aren't scientists? These are artists.
Yeah, yep. I think that they wanted to show Climate Generation wanted to show that, that we all, every one of us is in relationship to climate change, and we all have a role in responding to this moment. It's not just scientists. It takes artists, I think, to tell the story of why it matters for us to respond.
Yeah. And when you're talking about diversity, I imagine you're talking about not only the kind of people that are contributing to the book. Is there a diversity of perspectives, a diversity of opinion, a diversity of topic?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So the collection reflects folks who have many generations of relationship to this place, some folks who whose families are indigenous to this land, and also folks who have refugee and immigrant experience who are very new to this place. And are reflecting on it in relationship to their homeland too. And so there are a whole range of experiences. Folks who are talking about the Rondo neighborhood, folks who are talking about the way that this reflects or is in relationship to their experience of war. Folks who are talking about the ways that hunting has changed and shifted based on climate change too.
Now, there's an event coming up, I understand, as well, and I'd like you to tell us about this virtual event that you've got coming up.
Sure. So I am really excited to be joined by Strong Buffalo, who's a Dakota elder, and Ben Weaver, who is a musician and a bike activist, for an event called Dismantling the Old, Shifting the Narrative, which will happen on Tuesday, August 18th at noon. It will happen online via Crowdcast. And we'll be exploring I'm interested in talking about the politics of nature, and that it's important for us to reclaim our relationship to natural spaces. This event will allow folks to both listen and learn, but also to participate in real-time action. So we'll have folks respond. And that's one of the things I really like about climate generation activities, is that they're really action-oriented.
Yeah.
If you'd like to register to be part of that event, you can visit www.climateeyewitness.org. And we'd love to see you out for that event next week.
Great. All right. Well, we should have a link to that on our website as well later this morning. What part of this project, either the live event and or the book, is there a particular part of this project of which you're particularly proud?
Yeah. Just holding it in my hands when I received it a couple weeks ago, I really was moved by the artwork and the breadth and beauty of the artwork in the book. I also, was excited about all the youth voices that are here that really represent the future and the present, and they're really leading in this moment right now. There's a contributor, one of the artists, I think, is 8 years old.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I would encourage folks to get their hands on a copy and to feel I was really moved by it. So I'm excited for folks to see it.
Wonderful. We'll have a link to climateeyewitness.org for both the event and the book as well. So if people are interested in looking at it, they can do that. Great. Well, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, Aaron. This is a lovely opportunity for people to... of course, in this day, it'd be great to be out in the environment experiencing it at an event like this, but that you're doing it virtually, that's, of course, the way to go these days. So I wish you the best of luck next week when the event happens.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're glad it's an opportunity to connect with people across the state.
Wonderful. All right. Well, have a good day, Aaron. Take care. Thanks.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye. Bye.
Aaron Sharkey. She's a poet, essayist, and graphic designer, and she was one of the... part of the committee, selection committee for this anthology called Eyewitness, Minnesota Voices on Climate Change, published by Climate Generation, a Will Steger Legacy, a book featuring short stories, poems, and artwork authored by prominent figures and ordinary people across the state. Green Visions on KMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.